pump and dump your job. I think we talk about, you know, as MGTOW, we talk about all the ways to protect yourself, you know, from women and not taking these women too seriously, you know, this day and age. But another thing I want to talk to you guys is not taking your job too seriously. Now, that doesn't mean don't work hard in other things. Like, look, here's what you do, right? You go and get a job, right? It's kind of the same thing as when you go out and meet these women. You don't take your job too seriously. You don't really have any love for your boss. You don't respect or trust your coworkers because none of them are your friends. None of them are going to have your back. You know, they will stab you in the back in a New York minute if it means they can move up and get a $100, you know, a year pay increase. It's a joke. They will stab you over for, they will stab you in the back for peanuts. Your boss will replace you for someone, you know, that they can pay less money as soon as they can. There's no love and loyalty at your job. Pump and dump your job the same way you would pump and dump, you know, a slut, right? Don't work too hard at your job. Don't take your job too seriously. Don't make friends at your job. Don't, you know, don't try to get too buddy-buddy with your boss. Don't work too hard and try to outperform everyone thinking you're going to, you know, get a hot your boss's job. This is the mistake I made, right? When I first started my corporate jobs, I worked mostly sales jobs, right? I'm a great salesman. So I would outperform everybody in the office, right? I was a 20-year-old kid outperforming men in their 40s and 50s at my sales jobs, right? Just by not even doing double the numbers they were doing 5 to 10 times the numbers they were doing. All that happened is they started to hate me, right? The boss started to see me as a threat because why am I outperforming the boss? You know, why am I outperforming the middle manager at the sales job, right? They all start to hate you and they start to conspire against you. And here's the thing. You're still getting the same measly $500 a week or whatever, you know, that all your coworkers are getting. The guy who makes the most sales and the guy who makes the least sales, for the most part, are getting the same money, you know, unless you're working like a real high commission job, which most people aren't. Most people are working just a salary with maybe like small commissions or no commissions at all. But here's the thing, right? You don't want to work too hard at your job because they can let you go in a minute and then you have nothing. You want to do just enough to get by at your job, just enough to keep collecting the paychecks. As long as the check is coming in every week, you win. It doesn't matter if your coworkers hate you. It doesn't matter if they secretly want to fire you, but they can't because you haven't really done anything wrong. You just want to keep collecting that check and just be as lazy and nonchalant as you can. And I hate to say that because, like, in an ideal world, you should get rewarded for working hard, but you don't, all right? There's a lot of office politics. Your job, your boss who you think you're going to, like, get his job if you work very hard, you're not, okay? This old dude that, like, is your boss, he's going to do everything he can to keep his job and make sure you don't move up because he doesn't want you as competition, right? That people don't want you replacing them. They want to hold on to their nice, comfortable, you know, cushy salaries in office, higher level positions, right? So what you want to do, you don't want to work very hard at your job at all, right? Like I said, you want to do just enough to get by, just enough to keep the checks coming in. And then what you want to do, you want to take that money, right? And you want to invest it in other opportunities that are going to make you rich outside of the company. Now, that is where you work hard. Look, if you're taking the money you make from your job and you know how to maybe invest it in the stock market or you know how to invest it in real estate or some other side hustle, some other side venture, yeah, you work hard at that. You know, if you want to write a book, and you're going to use some of the money you're making from your job to like promote the book or hire like a publishing group or I don't know, you know, something like that. Yeah, you work hard at that, but you never work hard at your job. Your job is just a pump and dump. You just show up and smile and pretend like you're doing something and you collect that weekly check. And as long as that check keeps coming in, you're winning. Doesn't matter. You don't want to be the top employee. You don't want to be the biggest, you know, butt kisser to your boss. You don't want to be the Boy Scout. You don't want to be any of that. Just enough, stay under the radar, don't talk politics at the job, don't get too friendly with your coworkers, don't really tell them much about yourself, be mysterious, you know, be very agreeable, just, you know, every time someone has a view on something and they're just talking to you one-on-one, yeah, I don't know, maybe, I mean, you might be right, yeah, I could see where you're coming from, just say stuff like that, you know, maybe you're right, I'll have to think about that, you make a good point, you know, your boss says, I want you to do this, yeah, that's the best way to do it, if they ask you, oh, do you think we should do this another way, no, no, I think you know what you're doing. Just be agreeable. Be very don't really have much of a personality. Just be very agreeable and like, oh, I don't know, yeah, whatever you guys want. And they'll love you. They're like, oh, I like this guy. He's very easy to talk to. It's a complete joke. Don't ever take a stand on anything. All right. If they start talking, let's say, hey, Karama, are you a Democrat or a Republican? I voted for Trump. Who did you vote for? I don't know. I haven't really voted yet. I really like to think about it. I like both the candidates. They make good points. I'm really gonna have to think about this one. Now you could be like the biggest Democrat ever or the biggest Republican, but you're not gonna tell them that. You're gonna say, I don't know. They both make a good argument. I'm gonna have to think about this. You always want to be on the fence about things. You never want to verbally commit to anything because once you take a side, all the people at the office that view the opposite way are gonna hate you because you're different than them. If everyone in the office is a Democrat and you say, I'm a Republican, I love Trump, and everyone else there loves Hillary, you're screwed. You're now like the village, a-hole, So you want to be very agreeable, very, everything with you is just mysterious. It's you're, they can't really figure you out. You're very aloof. You're very just, I have no idea what that guy's really thinking. That's where you want to be. You don't want to be, you don't want them to know what's going on with you because they're trying to manipulate you. They're trying to stab you in the back so they can, look better to their boss and get that stupid little promotion. And here's the thing, guys. You don't want the promotion at the job. The promotion is a joke, okay? You don't want any of that. You want to save all the money you're making. Don't buy anything. Don't be tempted to buy stupid stuff. Don't take the money from your job and finance a car. Don't go buy the new Nike Jordans or the new Xbox 5, whatever the hell. Save all that money and put it into a side venture. Whether you want to invest in real estate, like I said, or get into the stock market, or write a book, or start a I don't know, a cookie company, anything. Use that money to make you richer, right? And view the job as a pump and dump. Now, if an opportunity comes to where you can get another job that pays a higher salary and it's not going to be much more work than the one you're at now, absolutely jump ship. The same way when you find a hotter girl, for a pump and dump, yeah, you jump ship from the one you're with now and you go to that one and then you keep jumping ship. Always jump ship. Never be committed to the job. Never stay there longer than you need to. The second it makes sense to move to a better opportunity, you jump, okay? And here's another thing. You want to make sure the money to stress ratio is worth it. You want the least amount of work for the most amount of pay, right? So I'd rather take a job that pays $50,000 a year where I know I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to just go and stall and do whatever and relax and use that time to work on my other hustles and my other opportunities while pretending to work versus the job that pays $60,000 a year where the boss is always going to be riding your back, making sure you're working 24/7. You never have free time to put into your other opportunities. You want the one that pays a little less where you get much more free time because ultimately, you want to use some of the time that you have on the job for your other businesses, right? I know that's technically like taboo, like I shouldn't be telling you this, but you're not going to have enough time when you get home to fully invest in your whatever other hustles you have. Let's say I have my YouTube channel, right? And I'm at work. I'm not going to wait all the way till I get home from work. I might upload a video on my lunch break. I might be sitting at my desk, reaching out to people on Twitter to check out my YouTube channel. I'm using the company's time that they are paying me to fund my other opportunities. That's how you want to do it. Now, you want to be low key and under the radar when you do it, and you want to make sure you do just enough work to not get fired, keep the checks coming in. But absolutely, if you can use the company's time to fund your other businesses, you absolutely should do it. Why give the company more than you should? Because they're going to replace you the first chance they can. There's no loyalty with the company, just like there's no loyalty with these women. And you don't get more out of a woman the better you treat her and the more you do for her. Same thing with the company. You don't get more out of the company the more you are out, you work overtime and, kiss the boss's butt. A lot of it is political. A lot of it is about seniority, and the older guys at the company, they hold on to those high-paying positions for as long as they can, So you're not going to just be like 21 years old and get the position that the 60-year-old, CEO has. You have to wait 30, 40 years for that, and it's not even worth it. So like I said, pump and dump the job. Don't work too hard. Use the company's time to fund your other businesses. and do just enough work to keep the checks coming in. Like I said, doesn't matter what your coworkers think of you, doesn't matter if you're not your boss's best employee, doesn't matter if you're performing that well, as long as the checks keep coming in, you're winning, you know? And like I said, just use that time, use that money to fund your other businesses that are going to one day set you free from this mediocre life and this mediocre job. So like I said, guys, pump and dump the job.